This is Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1
and Tide99.1.com.
Past the hour, I want to remind you guys, we're going to be down at Rounders on the Strip for the A-Day pregame show presented by Green Beverage Company. Myself and Ben George will be there at Rounders on the Strip Saturday, April 19th. We'll be out there 2 hours before the game starts doing your pregame coverage from 10:30 to 12:30. Come out there and say hello. We'll try to get some of the former guys I played with corralled up out there and come by and enjoy the only football you're going to get between now and, I guess, the end of August. So you got to jump on it while you can.
Get as much as you can. Hey, speaking of football, big scrimmage, first scrimmage coming up this Saturday. I'm excited. No, we got Wednesday tonight's practice, but Saturday first scrimmage. Going to be interesting to see who steps up in terms of the Tide and who's taking advantage of that.
Barry. And tomorrow we'll talk about Barrett Salee, guy from Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report.
Barrett Salee had an interesting article about the running back position. We'll talk about that in preview tomorrow. Who he thinks is going to be the starter might surprise you, might not. I don't know. But joining us now this morning, former Alabama quarterback of the 2008 12-2 team, John Parker Wilson. John Parker, good morning to you. How are you, man?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Not much, brother. Hey, before we get started, I know. A lot of life changes, man. You're up in Pittsburgh. You've been in Jacksonville. Of course, you started in Atlanta. Kind of tell everybody, your listeners, your fans, where you're at, what you got going on.
Yeah, well, I am happy to say I finally got back to Alabama. So I moved back here. I'm in Birmingham and took a new job working for a company called Stern AG. So really excited about it right now. Just doing a lot of study and trying to get all these tests that I had to get passed. But I'm really excited to be back in Alabama and just it's good to be back home.
Of course, you had such a great scholastic career here. I'm sure your studying habits and methods are just, you know, peerless.
Yeah, it really is. You know, all the time that I spent studying academics at Alabama is really paying off for now. You know, I have good study habits. So it's coming in perfect.
John Parker, you played quarterback, dude. You guys, I've always marveled, and I tried to emulate quarterbacks as much as I could, meaning learning the position. But I'm sure that playing quarterback at the level you play, you learn how to study and at least glean all of the important stuff, reaching it to the level you did.
Most of my studying was done in the football classroom, not in the classroom there at Big Good Hall.
Yeah, so I was trying to help you out there. Yeah, exactly. You were definitely a student of the game, yes. Man. So.
Visiting with former quarterback John Parker Wilson. John Parker, I want to get your thoughts on Blake Sims as he goes and visits a throwing coach during his spring break, and we'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to that particular topic, been talking this morning about Tiger Woods and he's withdrawing from the Masters. And, you know, I made the comment that I feel like golf has put a lot of apples in the Tiger Woods bucket, and when Tiger Woods doesn't produce or he doesn't play, golf is down into the dumps because it's such the spotlight is such on him. And I look at our athletic department here, John Parker, and I think – you know, hey, we're at a good spot, but, you know, football is the tail that wags the dog here. You know, are you concerned that if football, once this run, I guess, is over with, do you think that we've invested our apples evenly amongst our athletic department?
Whew, man. That's a good one. I would say yes. I think, you know, with all the additions that they have done throughout the facilities, you know, they've kind of, you know, I guess it started with football, but I think everything else is kind of getting their due. Baseball is getting updated. I know, you know, all the women's complexes over there, the soccer and softball, that's really has come along. I know a lot since I've been there, but I think, you know, you gotta dance with the girl you brought, right? So football is the moneymaker, so you gotta ride it. And, you know, with Tiger Woods and golf, I think to the mainstream fan, yeah, you know, they kind of rely on him, but there's a lot of young golfers that are coming up that are really good. And it's just a job of the PGA Tour to, you know, kind of bring them along and get all these news networks to start covering these young guys rather than just, you know, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, because that's where you get in trouble. You gotta market everybody, not just one thing.
Yeah, and the media does. They just hammer Woods and Mickelson. But do you think that they're also too quick to try to crown the next Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson?
Yeah, you know, you got to have a star, and that's what makes these leagues is these big star powers, these big athletes that are marketable, that can get all the big contracts. And, you know, if you crown somebody too quick, kind of like what a Roy McIlroy's done, you know, he was kind of crowned as the next guy. Well, he's kind of really struggled lately, so they're scrambling for somebody else. If you're going to crown somebody else, he's got to kind of be established and I think, you know, be somebody that's going to have some staying power. Whereas, you know, is Rory going to come out and be here for the next 10 years? Probably, but, you know, he hasn't really proven that on a long-term scale yet.
Visiting with former Alabama quarterback John Parker Wilson. John Parker, moving on to football now. You were a first-year starter. After Brody Croyle left, you stepped in as the man. Talk about how hard that is to take the reins basically from the ground up.
Yeah, it's tough, and you try to spend your time when you're – it'd be really tough for like a freshman or a true freshman coming in because you try to spend your time learning from the guys above you, learning from the guys that are doing it, learning from the guys that you think are doing it the right way and you want to be like them, or you see guys that are doing it the wrong way and you're saying, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it that way. But to come in I wouldn't say it's a scary thing. I think it's a thing that you know that, you know, there's a lot on the table and you gotta prepare to be the guy, and then when you get in there, you got to produce. And I think, you know, with all the things that have been going on right now, there's been a lot of preparation, which is good to hear. You know, guys want to do it. They want to be good for themselves. They want to be good for the team. So it's really exciting, but it's not an easy thing. And I think the fear thing kind of helps you prepare more, helps you, you know, get in there early and stay a little bit later.
John Parker, this is kind of a two-part question. First of all, when you get in there sometimes too early or you start pressing, trying to make things happen, you can develop some bad habits.
Yeah.
So kind of address that. But then the second part is once you're in it or competing for it, how hard is it for you to correct those bad habits you may have developed?
It's tough. I think the worst thing you can do is get in there and try to press and try to create things, because it's not, you can't make something that's not there. If the defense is running defense and you really want to throw a deep ball, but they're really deep, it doesn't matter how bad you want to throw it. If they're deeper than your receivers, it's not going to be good. So it's very easy to get in there and press. It's a lot easier to rely on, you know, all these studs that, you know, these quarterbacks got around them. Just all you got to do is get on the ball and get it to them as quick as they can, because they're a lot better with it in their hands than you got it in your hands. So that's what I always try to do, was get it to my playmakers. I try to throw it to Julio every chance I got when I was there. And I know Matt Ryan's doing the same thing in Atlanta. So that would be my advice, is just, you know, let the guys that are so good around you, that have been there, that have done it, let them make you look good. Those are the guys that are going to, you know, perform well, and at the end of the day, you know, make a quarterback look good.
43 past the hour here on Houston and Huber, visiting with John Parker Wilson. John Parker, you were talking about how hard it is to correct bad habits. One of the things, and of course, this quarterback position is wide open here in Tuscaloosa right now. In the spring, it seems like Blake Sims is emerging as the leader.
Yeah.
One of the things he did in his spring practice is he went to the PGA equivalent of a swing coach. You went to a passing coach.
Mm-hmm.
First, talk about exactly what that person is, because I'm not even sure I really understand what a passing specialist is.
Yeah, I think it's kind of something that's become kind of a trend here lately in the past, I guess, kind of 5 years when I started coming out. You know, we kind of have these quarterback coaches or whatever, and they're, you know, you'll see them on ESPN game day too, but I think they're a guy that has studied the quarterback position, that's probably been there, that you know, is making a living helping and coaching quarterbacks. I think him going down there shows a lot about, you know, kind of the character and his will and his desire to be good. And I think it's good to hear different opinions. I think, because when you're throwing and you're at the college level and you've been throwing for your whole life, you know, really the only person you've had teaching you, or in my case, is my dad. So, you know, he was a baseball player, and he taught me everything, you know. Then I came back to college, or I came to college, and then, you know, Dave Rader kind of told me a thing or two. Well, I didn't have that many ears in my head, you know, telling me, or maybe, hey, maybe try this, you might like it. So I think it is like a golf swing coach. It could be good or bad. You know, you go to some of these coaches, and or at least when I go get a lesson, somebody might tell you a thousand things. Well, when you leave the lesson, you're a lot worse than when you came. Or there might be a coach tell you, hey, one little thing, or don't move your head, you're moving it too much, that can really help you. That's, you know, maybe the coach at college is telling you the same thing, but this guy just told it to you a different way and it works. I think it could be good and bad. We'll just have to see. But I think it says a lot for him going down there, spending his spring break to go work on his craft.
Now, just a quick follow up question to that. In a week, can he make a change or an improvement that really translate onto the field? And what do you think that would be if you were looking at Blake Sims from what you've seen?
I think you could do it in an hour. You could do it in a session. If, you know, it just, there's subtle nuances that, hey, you might, your front shoulder might be a little bit too high when you're throwing this, you know, 10-yard out route. So it's a little high, so then you have to correct it. And then when you correct it, you ended up missing and selling the ball right. So if he's constantly selling the ball high and right, well, I would say, hey, you need to get your front shoulder down. So that might be a little something that, you know, the quarterback coach at Alabama, he's looking at seven different coaches, and he might miss it. So he's going down there getting a specialist that's looking at everything. They're probably looking at his tape in and out, doing these drills. I think if you get one or two little things that'll help you, you know, it could change your life.
Former Alabama quarterback John Parker Wilson. John Parker, you had the chance to play with Andre Smith, and he was a heck of a left tackle at that. But as a new quarterback, how what does that insurance policy feel like when you know you got a stud at left tackle? Because we're trying to replace that as well.
Man, left tackle is huge. And just hit on Andre a little bit. For that guy to come in and start as a true freshman it's unbelievable in the SEC, and he's a true freshman left tackle. But that being said, I think it's the most important position. But maybe the left tackle, I think I've always thought that the center is a huge position with a quarterback, with communication and being on the same page, because he's kind of the quarterback of the offensive line. But left tackle is big, you know, just knowing that you can always hit that back foot and climb up in the pocket and have that sense of, okay, I'm going to take my five-step drop, I'm going to hit it, and I know my backside is going to be protected. All I've got to do is make a little shuffle up, and I'm going to have a nice, clean pocket to throw. When that pocket starts collapsing around you, that's when you get in trouble, and that's when you start, you know, looking over your shoulder to see who's coming.
47 past the hour, visiting with John Parker Wilson. John Parker, we got to run and pay some bills here with some advertising. But
I hear you.
Do you got time to hold over to the last segment?
Yeah, sure, man.
You got time? I want to ask you. We got a poll question going today. I'll let you think about this before we go to the break. LSU decides they're going to schedule a home and home with UCLA and Arizona State. Okay, so they're going to go out there and then they're going to come down to Baton Rouge. I guess the question today is, who would you want to see Alabama play in a non-conference?
Okay.
And where? So you'd be right. Thinking about that. You're going to be surprised. We've had a lot of interaction on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter, @HoustonAndHuber, spell out the word and. You'd be surprised on who's the leader. It's in the Pac-12, I'll give you that, and it's not who you think.
All right.
48 past the hour here on Houston and Huber. 205-342-9904 is the number. Let's see here. @HoustonAndHuber is the handle. Spell out the word and. You're listening to Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com, your home for Alabama sports.
Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.